1-point defeat here. What are your thoughts after that?
Ryan, bitterly disappointed, to be honest with you. Didn't do enough in the game. You know, Cork came and they had the game plan to try and slow the game and take the sting out of the game. But from our own point of view, like, we just didn't do enough.
Yeah. You were 7 points up at one stage, I think 10 minutes into the second half. Yeah. Was all going to plan at that stage?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think just a couple of moments here and there that kind of cost us. We conceded a couple of free kicks, a couple of 2-point free kicks, but then back into it, the game changes very quickly then. Once that gap closes from 7-5, it really makes a difference on the scoreboard and the mentality, and sort of Cork sensed it then, and you could sense that in the stadium, that they sensed it and they kind of got after it more, you know.
You didn't seem to be able to get into your attacking flow at all in that second half, because you're very efficient in the first half, in the first 25 minutes, but you weren't even really getting the shots away in the second half.
No, I agree with that. Listen, it's definitely not here to make excuses, but it was a very tricky wind. I think they struggled in both halves. I think both teams struggled with it a wee bit on both halves, and that made it, that complicates it a wee bit, you know. But you're right, we didn't get into that flow that we normally get into and just keep the scoreboard ticking over. We coughed the ball up as well, and when you cough the ball up, you're into transitional moments, and when you're into transitional moments, like, you're running backwards to defend as opposed to controlling the game, and that had a big impact coming down the stretch as well. You know, we just needed that composure, not get caught in tackles. Cork, very, very strong team, and a very physically strong team. So they're gonna, if they get you in a tackle, it's gonna be difficult to get out of it, and we got caught maybe three or four times there that allowed them to break on us fairly heavily.
Yeah, they probably had chances to kill it off at the end, and they didn't quite do it, and you were still in it. The last minute or two, were you disappointed you couldn't work the two-pointer?
I think, to be honest with you, I think it would have been easier to get a goal than a two-pointer with the breeze. You know, the people were tired then. If you got a couple of strong runners and a couple of guys off the shoulder, proved that with the last attack, that they just needed to be more direct and ask a question. And punch a hole and get a runner off it. I think there was a lot of tired bodies at that stage.
Yeah, it's obviously not a fatal blow, but you're going into the next round next week. You're straight back out again.
Yeah, listen, it feels that way at the moment. To be very honest with you, you know, it's a really, really tough blow for us. Like, you know, we were very, very happy with our performance the last day. You know, we're coming home. It's our second championship match, and this season that we've lost at home. We lost last year as well against Tyrone, so that's three home games in a row. That's not good enough. Like, that just can't happen. And today was an opportunity to turn that around, and we funched it.
Jim, what were your thoughts half time? Like, you know, 5 points up.
We were happy enough. It was a matter of just pushing on, really. It was a matter of pushing on and trying to... we still didn't feel, we weren't happy with our energy. We weren't happy with our energy throughout. You know, there wasn't enough energy in us. There wasn't enough fire. There wasn't enough spark in us. As I say, Cork had their game plan, they had the homework done, and they had a plan for controlling the game and slowing the game, and the way they set up from an attacking point of view, that a hell of a lot of bodies inside. It's very difficult to get pressure out around the arc. And that left them controlling long, long, long phases of the game in the first half, and that probably took a lot out of the legs as well.
And after Shane's goal, I think you hit four wides in a row, looking sucked down to everything.
Yeah, we had a massive opportunity for a second goal as well. You know, that we felt probably would have been a very strong moment in the game. But as I say, Cork were there and they kept at it and they kept chipping away at it, and you could sense that. And listen, we haven't got time to feel sorry for ourselves. That's the reality. We don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves. We've got 7 or 8 days now to get ready for the next one, and that's what I just said to them downstairs there. You can go into all the details you want, and that's what we're here to talk about, but we haven't got time to feel sorry for ourselves. We need to get back on the pitch and try and make things right.
Jim, that's after a couple of big results. I mean, after the two Ulster final wins, you were caught by Cork by Tyrone. I suppose the league final win, you were caught by Down after that. I suppose the big result for Clarnie. What do you put that down to?
I don't know, you'd have asked me that tomorrow morning, I suppose. You know, it's a bit early for that. You know, that's the types of things that you start to think about sort of after the event. You know, at the minute we're disappointed with the performance. disappointed with our energy levels. We should have been more ruthless there and seen it out when we had the chance, and we paid a heavy price.
She looked so comfortable probably for the first three quarters of the game, and I suppose the 2-point rule now, it can just flip games in.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're looking at the scoreboard, and you know what we were thinking is exactly what happened. You know, 1 2-pointer there, and the thing can change. You know, 7-5, and that's the way the club football, that's the way it is at the minute. You know, you have to be able to keep the shoe down. You have to be able to keep the scoreboard ticking, you know. And as I say, when you're losing the ball then and you're running up and down the pitch, it's very hard to get traction. It's very hard to get traction in the game. And that's ultimately what happened. It was kind of the perfect storm from a Cork point of view, you know.
You took Oisin Gallen off. Was that purely tactical? Or?
No, he was cramping. He was starting to cramp there, so we had to get him out, yeah.
Jim, you were able to bring on Caelan and Dara Wheel, but otherwise maybe do you lack a bit of experience there on the bench at the moment?
Listen, I spoke about it after the last game. You know, you're trying to manage things all the time. You know, we've got fellas in and fellas out of training. You're looking at data all the time. Fellas are down for certain amounts of minutes. I know it's a crazy conversation to be having, but that is the reality of the situation. The game is in such a place now, you have to try and work out who can do what based on what they've done over the previous 3 or 4 weeks, and that's where most of the decision making comes from.
Jim, I appreciate it's more complicated than it looks, but you know, you mentioned Cork's control there. Why did you not try and take that off and like press out and slow down that sort of
thing? We were tagging men inside, and sir, you can't leave them free in the inside line either, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those ones where you have to be, we were trying to get extra bodies out to the front line and trying to get heat on them, but when you've got 7, 8, 9 inside, it's very, very difficult to do that. Then you're going to be caught with a ball into a corner or a high ball into the square. So it's kind of, we were pushing as hard as we could have felt under the circumstances. It was just the extreme nature of the depth, if you like. And then they had their 3 or 4 ball handlers out the front, that their go-to men, that they were looking for those moments, no incision players, Sherlock, Chris O'Jones, Cronin, these kind of lads, and they were waiting then. The other lads were doing the heavy lifting, if you like, and they were waiting for those moments.
And is it your 100% possession of shot in the first half, is it your attack that actually leads you down there, where you're playing more vulnerable on it, turnover off
the back? Listen, I just think that, you know, that we were 100% in the first half, but like, second half, we didn't take care of the ball the way that we should have taken care of the ball. We had to just see it out, and we didn't.
Jim, when you sit there, like, Cork could sense it. Is there a moment there on the sideline where you can actually sense, Jesus, we're in a bit of bother here?
That happens almost every day at some stage. Today it was more prolonged, to be fair, you know. Like, even when we were going well in the first half, like, we weren't ourselves. Like, we didn't bring the same energy that we normally bring to the table, and people are talking here about, you know, being 5 and 6 and 7 points up, but it didn't feel like that. It felt far more claustrophobic than that, and we didn't really cut loose at any stage, and that's ultimately where we wanted to try and get to, and it never happened.
I just ask you about your change of Sean Patton coming in. His first game in quite a long time. Was that a difficult decision for you?
I suppose it is. Like, you're looking at a game, you're looking at the training, you're looking at the options that you have, and you're looking at the fact that he hasn't had any minutes at all, and you're giving him that opportunity going into a game where you want to try and put your best foot forward and win, obviously, but that was where we felt was best for the group. And you're looking at the bigger picture as well, and you know, probably a more difficult decision to make at quarter final stage or semi final stage if you're lucky to get there. So you're weighing all of that in terms of decisions with the fellas that are injured and the fellas coming back into play.
Okay. Hold on.
No, Jim, was just going to ask the fact now that you are to go to round 3 now, and obviously potentially if you win another week on the road, we have seen teams some over the years, some struggle, some embrace it. I know it's very early, so yeah, what are your thoughts into that now?
That shouldn't be an issue. Like, you know, we had a long road last year. We had 4 games in Ulster and we had 3 games in a group, and we still went into the preliminary quarter final because we lost a game against Tyrone. And we've only played half the games that we played last year, so that shouldn't be an issue really, you know. We just have to dust ourselves down. We've got to go again, and you know, when we wake up tomorrow morning, realise that we're still in the championship, even though we wanted to be heading to Croke Park on the back of this victory, particularly when you're playing at home in front of your own supporters. That's the part that gets stuck in your throat, really.
I suppose now that the dust has settled from Clarnic, what are your thoughts? And I suppose we reflect back on that. Was there a stage where you're worried, or you're glad to have a draw? A challenge a couple of days, I would imagine.
I think we're well beyond that at this stage of the game. I think we're well beyond that.
Last question.
Kieran Thompson,
is he close to coming back?
Yeah, he is close. He has said a wee bits and pieces of setbacks with, you know, with soft tissues and stuff, which is normal for an injury like that there, but he's actually getting very, very close at the moment, thank God.
Jim, you seemed a bit of a unhappiness with John Cleary at the end. Was there an issue or something?
No, John, long time. John's a good man. He's a good man. I wish him well.